1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon, 19 degrees outside, expecting a high near 20 under cloudy skies and a few scattered snow showers still about. They will be light as they pass through. Area State Assemblyman Dan Lemahue has announced he will retire from the State Assembly following the current session. The Cascade Republican was first elected to the 59th District in 2002 and has been re-elected since. He'll end 12 years of service this fall. He said his decision comes now, so candidates have plenty of time to consider a run.
I would like to see a conservative, fiscally conservative, socially conservative person replace me in that position.
As for what he is proud of accomplishing while in Madison, he points to being part of the Joint Finance Committee the past 4 years.
I think we made some huge changes as to how we run state government and how we spend, how we tax, and I think the results of that are showing.
He also is proud of starting the Right the Rules Project, which is a full review of the state's administrative code. Prior to his assembly service, he was part of the Sheboygan County Board for 14 years. Kathleen Vinehout confirmed this morning that she will not run for Wisconsin governor. It gives Democrat Mary Burke a clear path to challenge Republican Scott Walker in November. Vinehout, a state Senate Democrat, said she needs time to recover from a splintered bone in her upper right arm. She injured it last month in a snow-related traffic crash in Racine County when she was testing the waters for a possible gubernatorial bid. Vinehout said the severity of the injury made it impossible to mount a grassroots campaign. The ACLU of Wisconsin is looking into the controversy surrounding the suspension of two Sheboygan Falls basketball players due to a recent picture in the Sheboygan Falls News. Jordan and Jamal Jackson will not play in tonight's game against Plymouth due to a picture showing them with hand gestures that were connected to gang symbols. Executive Director Chris Amity said district officials have overreacted.
We have already sent a public records request asking the school district to provide us with information that will help us determine whether or not they are complying with rules about rules against pupil discrimination.
Amity said the situation is also a sign that the district is not prepared to properly deal with incidents regarding racial diversity.
We would hope that Sheboygan Falls, whether with ACLU or with somebody else, sort of reviews and assesses their preparedness for these kinds of incidents.
He also hopes the district will end the suspensions before tonight's game. State legislators from Sheboygan County are weighing in on the latest projections for a state revenue surplus of over $900 million. Mike Kinzel has more.
Senator Joe Lipom of Sheboygan calls it great news for Wisconsin taxpayers. He said he's looking forward to developing a legislative package that makes Wisconsin more tax-friendly, honest, and promotes even greater job creation and economic development. Assemblyman Dan Lemahue of Cascade said the state's economy is responding because of fiscal decisions made in the last two state budgets. Lemahue said the money belongs to the taxpayers and needs to be sent back to them, not spent on expanding state programs. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
President Obama is defending the nation's NSA surveillance program, saying the collection of phone data from both Americans and foreign citizens can prove valuable in times of crisis.
If a bomb goes off in one of our cities and law enforcement is racing to determine whether a network is poised to conduct additional attacks, time is of the essence. Being able to quickly review phone connections to assess whether a network exists is critical to that effort.
The president says the intelligence community is not cavalier about the civil liberties of our fellow citizens. At the same time, he's calling for big changes in the way the government gathers phone data from citizens both in the U.S. and abroad. Among the changes, intelligence agencies will have to get a secretive court's permission before accessing phone records of private citizens. The president also directing intelligence agencies to stop spying on friendly international leaders. A former Kohler Company employee will be sentenced this afternoon for trying to use company money to start his own escort service. Judge Timothy Van Akron will sentence 47-year-old Kirk Riddle of Sheboygan after a plea deal was reached last month. Riddle pled no contest to one count of theft, while other similar charges were dropped. Riddle used company credit cards to spend over $117,000 towards purchasing advertising for an escort service he wanted to start in Las Vegas. In addition, money was used to fly six women from Las Vegas to southeast Wisconsin, along with payments for food, gas, and lodging. The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department is gearing up for its annual Citizens Academy. Sergeant Jim Godsacker said the 11-week program begins on March 13th, but people can already sign up online or by picking up an application at the Sheriff's Department. Godsacker explains the purpose.
Just a better understanding of what law enforcement does and how they serve the community and how we can work together, both as citizens and as law enforcement, to make our community that we both live in a better place.
The sessions run for 3 hours, beginning at 6 p.m., and deal with things like making an arrest, making a traffic stop, making deadly force decisions, and more. The deadline to apply is February 21st. Well, keep an eye on the roads as we continue on this Friday. Some mist and freezing mist early this morning, causing a number of incidents, although nothing too serious, but some minor injuries. As for the rest of today, we'll see cloudy skies, breezy winds, and a few snow showers light in nature. We'll see a high near 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold, though, a low near 4. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow, another inch of accumulation possible, and a high again near 20. Currently outside, we're at 20 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time 1206.